Last week, Kevin Warner stepped into his new role as the district ranger for the Aspen-Sopus Ranger District. He started his career working in the district and has previously served as its acting director. Reporter Alex Hager talked with Warner about his new job and the 750,000 acres of land he now manages.
So given that this is not your first experience here, what are some of the things that brought you back? What do you love about this district and about this area that has kept you here?
There's the landscape, obviously. So the landscape itself is just absolutely amazing. And then really the people. And so the communities that you work in here are different than you'd see in a lot of other places. The connection with the people, the fact that they're really willing to invest their time, energy, and in some instances money into helping manage the national forests is just something you don't always get. And so that's a big part of the connection to this ranger district here. And it was the first place I worked, so that was helpful as well.
One thing that stood out to me since coming here is just how much respect people have for the forests and for public lands. Does it stand out to you as well that this is a place where people place a particularly high premium on protecting lands and keeping them as they are?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I've worked in a couple other places, and that attitude is definitely different in other places. You go to the grocery store after work and you're still wearing your uniform and people will say thank you. You know, thank you for the work you do. And you don't get that everywhere.
For someone who maybe is not intimately familiar with what your kind of work is about, what are some things that people might not expect that are a part of your job?
So one thing that's interesting about the job here is that when you're the district ranger, in the end, your responsibility is anything that happens within that 750,000 acres. So whether that's a clogged toilet to whatever else, in some way, shape, or form, you're responsible for that. And so, you know, some people might not think about it in that way, but it's important to make sure that you're supporting your staff and everybody else to make sure that those things that the public relies on are there for them.
Since you are not a stranger to this particular district, do you have a favorite spot or maybe a couple favorite spots in your jurisdiction?
Not that I'm going to tell anybody about. No, I definitely do. I spent a lot of time in the Moonbelt Snowmass Wilderness, and so it's got a real real special place for me. And that four-pass loop, obviously I'm not giving away any secrets at that point. It's just such an amazing place to visit and a backpacking trip to go on. And so beautiful back there, just amazing scenery.
Do you have anything you would want to say to people who are coming and visiting this section of the National Forest? Do you have, whether they be visitors from out of town or people who have spent their entire lives here, what would you say to people who are coming into your jurisdiction?
It's great. We want everybody to come and enjoy the National Forest. And while you're here, take a second to relax and truly enjoy it and soak it up and soak it in. We can all get kind of wrapped up into the rat race and everything else of trying to get to taking that Instagram photo or whatever it happens to be. Take the chance to disconnect a little bit and enjoy the National Forest for just what's around you. That would be my recommendation to folks for sure.
All right, Kevin, thank you for taking some time to chat.
All right, thank you as well.